Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Verbal Mileage. We are your hosts. You already, by the way, I'm
Yonit. I didn't do anything.
I'm Yonit.
And I'm Aliza. Yes, and I didn't do anything.
My detective skills, just like you used your detective skills.
I'm a good detective.
And I can see that you're looking at me.
I'm a good detective.
I could tell that you were looking at me and you didn't like the way I said hello, everyone.
Okay, speaking of... I actually have a...
Wait, really quick, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Miralax because...
It's post-Pesach.
And
prunes.
It's the miracle drug and we all need to take...
And prunes.
A lot of prunes.
I buy prunes on Pesach. Prunes work.
By the way, I bought them and we didn't open them.
What?
And actually...
Maybe you wouldn't need so much Miralax if you were eating prunes. Yes, they do.
Because I know the people want to know. I think because the sheer amount of food, I've probably been pooping 4 times a day. Well, like, I am not constipated. I am the opposite.
Then why are you on Miralax?
I'm not really on Miralax. Oh. But I do feel
part of... Oh, I just ruined your good line?
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like we all need a emotional and physical clean.
Yes, we do. We do.
Go ahead and tell your story.
Oh, well, that was also a good transition for your post-Pesach depression.
Well, now that you said that.
Yeah.
Yes. I was telling Aliza...
Post-holiday depression.
Yeah, that I'm feeling a little... I don't know what it is. It's like... First of all, this was a really long, just a long holiday. It really just like, it feels like a marathon. And as one of our friends pointed out, I only do half marathons.
That's a good line.
And yeah, I mean, really by the end, it was like, oh, all right, another meal. And it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I was just like, I gotta get these kids out of here. I need to go sleep.
Like,
I just,
well, that's why it's,
I wanted to like go to work. I haven't been to the gym.
But it's interesting to me that you're using. I'm sorry.
I miss our regularly.
You interrupt me all the time.
I miss our, not with a ding. I miss our ding. I miss our regularly scheduled daily activities. That's all.
Well, so that's why it's interesting
I'm
to me.
Sick of all these holidays.
It's interesting to me that you're using the word depression. For me, it's a post-holiday relief. Like, I'm sad that my family left. It was really nice with my family. I'm, like, very sad that they all left. But the holiday being over is such a relief. Like, my whole body hurts. I'm exhausted. My kids are exhausted. Like, my kids would not get out of bed this morning. Did yours take the bus? Mm-hmm. Mine literally could not get out of bed. Everyone is tired. Everyone is cranky.
Yeah.
Dropping them off felt like the best thing in the world.
We didn't have that issue because we didn't have all that family over. But I think for me personally, no, I think it's that like I need to like eat some fresh salads.
Yeah.
Go work out. Get a solid 8 hours.
Yeah. Get back into normal life.
I was going to say not prepare a meal, but I am
solid 8 hours. Did you get a solid 8 hours before Pesach? No.
Sometimes I try to.
I know. We like talked about this. Yeah,
like
you don't.
On a regular day. Well, sometimes I do. I'm just saying, like, no days have been regular.
Yes. I know. I agree. It's been a lot.
Also, like, I enjoy, like, the phone off on Shabbat because it's like, you're not that far away, like, for that long. But then you can come back. And then day two, I start to get a little, like, itchy, anxious. Like,
oh, do you?
Am I missing something?
No, I love it. I love having it off.
I don't know. Maybe because I'm, like, needing someone from work. I don't know.
I love it.
It's nice, and then at some point it gets old for me.
But then it's stressful once you turn your phone on and you see like 5,000 emails. Yeah, it's crazy.
For like 20 minutes.
Yes.
What was I going to say?
Well, and then the best part is after Pesach specifically when you get to go restock everything.
Right, which I haven't really done yet.
I tried this morning. Okay, and that brings me to my story. So I was in... I went to Trader Joe's this morning to restock.
Where there's no food.
To restock. Because there's wonderful, plentiful food.
You just restocked on like old-timey mustaches?
What?
That's what Trader Joe's
is about. Okay.
And like wagons.
Wagons. Yes, I bought wagons. Like I restocked on wagons.
Dairy-free desserts.
Yes, yes.
Did you get gluten-free
cookies?
Yes,
everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought no gluten today.
Nothing with dye.
Of course.
No artificial dye.
Actually, you know what pisses me off about Trader Joe's? And I... never like pull like the dietitian card. Mm-hmm. This was like the one time in my whole life I ever really did that. And this happened like last year. They sell this like coffee ice cream. So everything that Trader Joe's sells, they try to like market as like healthy because it's Trader Joe's.
Right. We're better than you.
Right. Exactly. That's how they try to market it. Guys, if any of you actually look at the nutrition labels, it's not healthier necessarily than other products.
Oh, you're blowing my mind.
Correct. So there was this like coffee ice cream that they sold. It literally had, I think it was like 13 grams of trans fat. It was disgusting. Trans fat's the bad one.
No, I know it's the bad one, but is that different than
yes.
other?
Yes. Oh, yes, very. Most things have
was it
minimal.
All, like, hydrogenated oil.
Yes,
and, like,
it was, and I'm like,
it's just fake. That's the fake stuff.
So I bought it, and I like brought it. I didn't look at the label when I.
You thought you were buying healthy coffee ice cream,
or just regular coffee
like
ice cream?
Children, come get either coffee ice cream or carrots. They're the same.
The same, because it's from Trader Joe's.
That's from Trader Joe's.
In the very least, I thought I was buying regular coffee ice cream.
Okay.
And then I looked at the label and I was like, holy mother of God, this is so unhealthy. I brought it back to the store.
Oh, did you?
I did. And I was like, I just want to point this out to you.
Oh, great. You told some poor worker.
I know.
Not involved in
ordering. At all. Or
he's like,
anything.
I'll call Mr. Joe's.
Yes,
yeah,
literally. I'm like, I just think you should pass it on to whoever the higher ups are that this ice cream is actively so bad for people.
Right, Karen.
I know.
It was the worst.
It was the most Karen moment.
Like, literally, you walked away, and, you know, he's like, this crazy bitch came up to me.
I know.
He's like, I don't give a shit.
But I just had you. I'm like, I'm a dietitian.
Like, I just got high in the back. Your,
I'm going to go eat this leftover ice cream.
Ice cream scenario.
But I literally was like, I'm a dietitian.
Would you like a chocolate-covered almond?
And as a dietitian, I want you to know. Yeah, I know.
You
that
were on
was
a rampage and no one gives a shit.
This was like last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and you remember it.
I do. And you know what's
was
great?
Was it the same day you returned your shorts? You stole your shorts?
And you know what's so great about Ellie is he was proud of me.
Oh, good.
Yes, he was like, good job, Aliza. Instead of what you're doing, which is making
He's
fun
like,
of me.
You're just being a real social, what is it, marauder?
Yes.
What's the word?
That's it.
Is that a word?
I'm a social justice warrior.
With your trans fat. Lack thereof.
Trans fat. All
right, talk about what happened when you went.
Oh, so then today I went to Trader Joe's and I was online, like checking out, and at like the register next to me was like a younger like gentleman.
Oh, how old was
like in his maybe 30s.
Ooh.
Yeah. Whatever. And you know, I don't know if you ever have
Is
this.
He good looking?
Yes.
Oh. Chiseled jawline.
Okay.
Facial
enough.
Hair?
Can I? Yes.
Okay.
Full beard, actually.
Ooh.
Like scruffy. Yeah, yeah.
No, he's in Trader Joe's. It checks out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And you could just tell when someone's staring at
you. Because you're a detective.
Yes, I'm a detective. So I could just tell. And I could like feel him staring at me. And this is like post-Pesach. I'm bloated. I'm gross. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I still got it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's staring at me. And I could, like, tell. I could, like,
You're
feel
like,
it.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Exactly.
Her.
And I, like, made, like, the quick eye contact. And then I like,
you.
I know. And then I, like, looked away. And
like,
I was like, I'm
you
not.
You like, hush, I'm taking
And I, like, you know, like, made the eye contact every so often. But, like, didn't really. And then, like, ignored him. And I was, like, in my head, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were feeling yourself.
I was. And, okay, and then I got in my car. And
sexy thing. Na, 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 na. That was you.
That was playing in my head the whole time.
You were like walking with a little. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Not a video. Like a video medium.
Yes.
A visual medium.
A visual medium. Anyway, so I'm like feeling all good about myself, and I'm like, you know, I got a pep in my step now because some like
girl.
Cute guy was staring at me. And I go to the.
He's cute now.
Whatever. We're exaggerating. And I go to the next door. I went to Target, like right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like in Target, and I like was wearing my Lululemon thing, and I like had to take something out of it, and
your
I
purse.
Like my purse, yeah, my Lululemon belt, whatever. And I like look down to take something out, and I notice that two buttons on my shirt were unbuttoned.
You were showing him full nipple, yes.
And I'm like. Oh, that's why he was staring.
And
either
he was trying to send you
a message.
Like,
yes.
I remember like ESP.
Yes.
Like, oh, what number am I thinking? He was trying to send you a message of like, this old bitch.
Button your shirt.
This old mother Karen.
I know.
Doesn't know her shirt's unbuttoned.
I know.
And in this Me Too generation.
He was not going to say something.
He's looking around at the other moms like, are you guys going to say
something? At the cashier like, can you say something to her? Someone please say something. This is getting uncomfortable.
I hope he listens. says it real much because he's probably feeling really bad about it.
Right? I know.
He's like, he's just letting you.
Or he's feeling like maybe he was like, oh, that poor mom thinks that I was staring
she's
at her.
She's having a hard day.
Yes. And I'm like, I still got it. And I'm just walking around flashing everybody.
I feel like the sexy girl. Okay. All right. So
that was my story. I don't still got it.
You don't still got it. And
yes, I need to make sure my shirts are buttoned. And then I'm like, did I go to drop off like that? Oh, like 100%. I saw people at drop off.
I think some people would tell you.
Someone would have told me.
Maybe.
If you were in Trader Joe's, let's say, and some random woman you knew had two buttons on their shirt unbuttoned.
I would.
Would you? What if it was a guy? What if his fly was unzipped?
No, that's, again.
No, right.
I can't, no.
If this man had said something to me.
Your chest is like eye level. If I notice someone's fly is unzipped, then I'm looking at his penis.
Right, I guess so.
So, or crotch.
Would you tell a male worker, like a male?
That his shirt was unbuttoned?
No. Like, can you go tell that customer his fly is unzipped?
No. Unless he's freeballing. If he's freeballing, then it's like a community.
If I came here.
Then it's an issue. He's like a peeper.
Right. Well, if I came here and said that my story was that this man pointed out my buttons were unbuttoned, would he be a creep?
How would you feel about it?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think he'd be a creep. I think he'd be a mitzvah boy.
Would he?
Yeah.
A creepy mitzvah boy.
Listen, it's kind of like pointing out, I am of the person who, if you've got lettuce in your teeth, I'm going to tell
that
you.
Is different than you, shirts then being unbuttoned.
Then your nips hanging out?
Yeah. It is different. Would you tell a stranger that they had lettuce in their teeth?
No, probably not.
Right.
Right. Because also.
Maybe they're just.
How strange. Like someone who I kind of know, yes.
No, a random person
in
Trader Joe's.
We're like engaging. We're at a kiddish.
Yeah.
We're at a kiddish. We're having some nosh. And then, yeah, I would say like, oh, you have something on you.
What if you're somewhere and there's nothing they could do about it? That's happened to me before.
When is there something you can't do about it?
I don't know. Like.
You don't have hands in this scenario?
No, like the bathroom is a very long line, inaccessible.
What do you mean?
How do you take, you can't like.
I've been doing it this whole time. I have a blueberry seed.
Yeah, and if you don't have floss or a toothpick.
I'm on the verge of flossing with my hair.
Oh. Yeah, well, men can't do that though.
Mm. Would you offer them your hair?
That's gross. No. Have you ever offered Alex your hair?
No, he thinks it's so disgusting.
Yeah, Ellie also. Also, I feel like we were together when we took this survey, and most women don't floss with their hair, ever.
No, I know.
Why? We both do.
This only happened in the more recent years when I stopped giving a
shit
about
everything. I've been doing this for a while.
It just goes along with the whole motif. Speaking about supermarket interactions.
Yes.
I had a funny prepay self supermarket interaction. I was doing my prepay self shopping.
Okay.
I had the most obscene cart. Like, it was so full. It was crazy. But I was buying vanity. Wait, did I say
vanity?
It's vanity or variety? Vanity.
I think it's vanity. They're like the fancy white.
We all know that, yes. The big white dinner napkins, whatever. But I was contemplating my purchase, and I was like about to put it back, and this older woman next to me. I say older. She might have been in her late 60s, early 70s. She wasn't like dying.
No, so that's older. 90s is old.
Right, 90s.
If you're dying, you're old. If you're dying, you're old. If you're 60s, whatever, you're older.
Retirement age.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, I'll take them. And then she goes, even though they're from the Republicans.
What?
Yes. I didn't ask her, pray tell, what do you mean?
What an odd thing to say.
I handed her and I said, I'm a Republican. We're not so bad. And then she like looked kind of shocked and she was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. And then I could see she needed to like remove her foot from her mouth. So she was like, oh, are you getting ready for a party? And then I wanted to throw in my Jew card. So I was like, no, I'm preparing for Passover. And she was like, oh, that's nice. And then she got the hell out of there because she was embarrassed.
Wait, this whole interaction is so odd.
And then she'll have to know that she met a nice, nice Republican.
Nice Republican Jew.
We're not so bad. That's what I said. I said, I'm not so bad.
I literally don't even know what she means that the napkins were made by Republicans. Wait, what? Did you look up
Maybe
the napkins?
It's a Republican. No, and I won't. Maybe it's a Republican.
I want to.
Okay. Maybe it's a Republican company.
Who knows that? Do you know what? What does that even mean?
I have to assume most big companies are probably run by Republicans.
She's in Costco.
Right.
Everything then. again is like, I don't understand.
As I'm insulting all my liberal. Well, come on. If you're a capitalist, you're. Anyway, we don't need to that. Can we go back to my post-based off depression? Because I feel like we rolled right over.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on this conversation. It was, that's such an odd interaction. I mean, that was and I love that you're like, I'm a Republican. We're not so bad.
I feel like, I'm like, this is what I can give her is a good interaction with a conservative.
Is that a good interaction?
Well, that's what she's been craving. Just a nice, lovely, young conservative.
What? Are you describing yourself as nice and lovely? As lovely?
In that scenario, I was lovely.
Were you?
Well, I didn't give her any indication to think I wasn't lovely.
I guess so. Did you give her the napkins?
I didn't, like, flip her the bird. I did.
So then you're lovely.
Yeah, and then I ended up taking the same ones for myself.
Because they're made by Republicans?
Yeah. And I was like, ooh. Sponsor the RNC.
Okay, tell us about your post-Pesach depression.
I don't know. I mean,
My allergies. Freaking Cleveland. Once it's nice out, then you get hit with allergies.
Yes, I worked yesterday, and like every kid was coming in with like bloodshot eyes. They're like, we don't know what's going on. I'm like, it's the pollen.
The pollen. I know.
Anywho, so I was feeling, I think, pretty good leading up to Pesach, to the point where like, I'd just been busy and I'd been forgetting to take my antidepressant. I feel very comfortable telling people I'm on an antidepressant. It was life-changing for me. And I have anxiety as well. And it was very helpful. And I had mentioned to Alex that I'm like, you know, I've kind of been forgetting to take it. Like, maybe I should try to wean myself off. And even he said, didn't you always have patients who would say that?
Good for
and
him.
You're like, that's why you're feeling good is because you're on it.
Yep.
And then they like get depressed again and then you're like, you should go back on it. And I was like, yeah.
Also, you haven't been on it that long.
Oh, no. I've been on it for like, I don't know, when I quit. Probably like 2 or 3 years. 2 years now? Maybe?
That's not that long.
Right,
is it?
Okay. Yeah. On the scale of my life. Right. But I'm saying it's been a while. So, sometimes, I mean, there when you read some of these things, if it's like a brief depression, you're supposed to start for 6 months, try to wean off. But for me, I was like, this is life-changing. I don't know why I didn't start it, like, when I was 8. should have just been in my bottles. But anyway, but it was an unintentional wean-off, and then I was like, let's just see what happens. So that might be contributing, because I realized that, like, literally every sound my children was making was just, like, getting to me.
But also, like, this week was probably not a fair judgment on that.
No, because they were just, right.
They were home for 10 days.
But it was, like, little things where, like, I would go like 0 to 100 because I've asked them 1,000 times to bring their balls in and they just leave everything out literally. So one morning I came out, I like lost, not like whatever, but like I came out and like the boys have been waiting for me because they were quote ready.
Okay.
And I come outside and the Nadav is wearing his suit, but just seat and no shirt. So suit pants, sneakers. Suit pants, suit jacket, seat.
What?
And I was like, where the fuck is your shirt? I don't think I said fuck, but I was like, I know Alpha told you to put a shirt on. Get inside and put a shirt on. Like I was
Wait,
just
was he
it.
Just planning to go to shul like that?
Yeah, he liked how it looked. And then Yoav was dressed okay, but they've been playing basketball. And I was like, look at your shirt. It was like literally, it was a white shirt just covered in mud. I'm like, you guys have been waiting for me. I came out, and now you all have to go in to change. And then there were balls everywhere, and I was just screaming, like, get the balls. And I told you 1,000 times, and you can't leave the balls.
And they're like, Mommy, take your medication.
Yes, and then they came out, and I could see, like, Yoav, when he came out, he just gave me this look and, like, a slight shrug, like, sorry, still love me? And then I was like, he didn't say that, but his eyes said it. So I gave him a hug, and I literally was like, it's okay, I'm just in a bed.
I feel like he does have eyes that say that.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, He's a good boy. He's really emotionally equipped. But anyway, I gave him a hug and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just in a bad mood.
Go back on
your
meds.
Which feels bad, right? I did.
Yes.
And then I did.
It always feels bad when like you have to do that.
So maybe that's part of it. But there was like a thing where like when I went to drop off my kids today.
Yeah.
So first of all, I worked yesterday. That was their last day home from school.
You are lucky you missed yesterday. I was jealous that you were at work.
I had like a very full day with them.
Yeah.
And I know that like if I would have had that day, he would have come home and I would have been like in a bad mood. Like I've been with the kids all day.
Yeah.
He didn't give me any of that.
Aw.
Yeah. And he had like, and I asked him like how he managed everything. There was a lot of juggling.
Yes, there was a lot.
And it was like very, very full. And he didn't, he was just like, yeah, it was good.
Which does that make you, would make me
I
mad.
I mean, it was, yeah, it would have been a struggle for me if I was in his position. So God bless. But And I worked, and I thought, like, okay, I need to just get a day where I'm, like, and it's 12 hours, and I'm working, and I'm with adults, and whatever. That would be great. And I still just came home, just, like, and then this morning, when I dropped my kids off, or, like, my sons went on the bus, part of it is also, like, Ed then literally spent the morning following me and just chattering. And I kept saying to her, like, I love you so much, I just need some space. And then she would get upset, and then I'd have to hug her, and then she'd follow me. But it's just hard because it's like, and like every sentence starts with mommy, even if it's not relevant to me. Mommy. And then like mommy, and then mommy, mommy, just mommy. All mommy, 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 all over the place.
You just need routine back. That's what you need. Plus,
because when I dropped her off, I didn't have that sense of like, woo.
Oh man, I did.
But it's because I have.
But it's only for 2 days.
I had a bunch of shit I still need to do.
I know.
Now I'm like catching up on everything. I had a meeting this morning, and I had to go back to school and get whatever.
I know. I'm also cranky because I didn't get to go to the gym this morning.
We need to go back to our regularly scheduled programs, and then maybe I'll feel better.
Plus, you're having company this weekend.
Back on my antidepressant. Plus, I'm having company.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not even going to be back to my register.
Right. So that's, there's still a lot. It's still like, I feel like.
And I'm feeling bloated.
Yes. Aren't we all?
I guess.
We just spent 8 days eating cardboard.
Right.
And other variations of cardboard.
Like, I just feel like my fingers are chunky and I'm bloated.
Well, we haven't gone to the gym and we've been eating.
My
and
doubled in size.
Oh, these fupas. I can't get rid of mine.
Wait, speaking of FUPAs.
What?
Let's roll right into this.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting news.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to start our Couch to 5K program. Our running schedule will be published today.
Yeah.
Or possibly yesterday. Which, incidentally, is today. But, you know, I would say take a look at it.
Wait, we should at least announce when the actual 5K is. We're going to post the schedule.
Yes, we're going to
post
the schedule.
But the 5K...
I want to say is June...
Yes, hold on.
Go running.
Hold on. Wait, Ashton, I'm in the wrong one. I'm racing you to it. June 9th.
Okay.
Yes.
So June 9th is
the 5K. I win. Training starts like this weekend.
We are going to be doing the River Run Half Marathon. So what I find the best way to commit is just go ahead and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is September 8th or 9th.
So, yeah, something like that. I have that on my calendar.
But
training for the 5K is starting this weekend.
Training for the 5K is starting, yeah. And I'm actually, I'm starting today.
What do you mean today?
Friday.
Oh.
So this is actually yesterday. Stop ruining the magic. But anyway.
Since when do we talk in
future? Basically what it is it's 6 weeks and it's 3 runs a week. I will be doing cross training in between. We will be posting our runs. I'm not going to be posting my cross training. But yeah.
What's cross training? Like doing CrossFit still?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll still be doing CrossFit.
Yeah, I'm going to do Orange Theory.
And
we don't have to give that up, do we?
Not yet. I think, at least for me, when I did my half marathon training, at some point the runs are going to get long.
Ugh.
And it will just be difficult. I mean, you'll see. When I trained last year, I was like, no, I really want to get in my fitness. I don't want to give it up. And then you just realize, like, I mean, again, I'm sure there are people who, like, run 8 miles every day, and so that's different, but, like, that's not me.
I do have high hopes pinned on this training and these marathon mm-hmm. half marathons to get rid of my FUPA. I have a lot of
It's not going to do that, but it is going to fill you with confidence.
Yeah.
It's going to fill your FUPA with confidence. but, no, so I did realize last time I was doing this training that you just don't have time to devote to both.
Mm-hmm.
So the other training will definitely have to decrease, which doesn't mean you shouldn't like stop cross training, but it will decrease. When
all right. I'm excited anyway, though. It's getting nice out. It's like good running. I saw people running this morning.
I'm so regretful that I'm like so bloated and exhausted today. Yeah. Because, like, I should really be running out here. And then I was like, nah, tomorrow.
Can all I just say one random thing?
Oh, yeah. What I wanted to say is that if you are doing this, whether you're doing the 5K because you're local and you want to do it near us, or if you're like, I'm just going to motivate and I'm going to do a 5K also, please tag us
ooh,
at Verbal Mileage so we know who's following us. And then if anyone continues on for the half marathon, let us know and we will make a Verbal Mileage team.
Woohoo.
And God
can I say a random thing? Literally just a random sentence that I'd like to say.
Yeah.
I love Venmo.
Okay.
Because
not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
But happy to take it as a sponsor.
But when you Venmo people, it doesn't feel like real money.
Mm.
And it's wonderful.
So you're just giving out money. Why is that wonderful? You're still paying for things.
No, but it's just like,
if you look at your real bank account,
like, if you like pick something up for me from the Grove mm-hmm. or whatever, and I Venmo you 30 bucks, it's like nothing happened, and like I didn't spend it.
Well,
and
I'll tell you.
And then I just get these things.
So yeah, I'll tell you when
it's wonderful.
If you don't have money in your Venmo and it's coming out of your bank account, then it feels like real money. But if you've had people pay you back and there's just money sitting in your Venmo. Well,
do you not transfer that to your bank account? We transfer it regularly. I never have Venmo money.
No, I don't think I do transfer it regularly. Oh. Because then it's like it comes up and I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? I'm going to earn 0.01 on the dollar.
I don't know. I'm always transferring it.
$100 sitting
well,
in my Venmo.
I'm not. Elias. Right.
So
I don't do technology.
Because it comes up and then it's like that. It's exactly that. It feels a little bit like free money.
But it feels even less like real money than like Amazon. Like it shouldn't feel any different than ordering anything like online and buying right. stuff. But for whatever reason, when I like Venmo people, it just feels like easy okay. come, easy go.
Well, agree to disagree.
It's great. It doesn't.
I have another non sequitur.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and you know what I've been hearing advertisements for?
What?
Ross.
Like dress for less.
Yeah. Like you remember Ross?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Dress for less, always similar. Was that it?
Yeah, I think so. That was spot on.
I was the original dress for less girl. No, but recently they're like advertising for
I've
Ross.
I've never even heard an advertisement.
But this is what
for
they advertise for. They're like, need dad shorts?
Dad shorts? Yeah. Is that what they say?
Like, need to get your tank top and mini skirt fixed? Come to Ross.
Ross.
Who's shopping for dad shorts, tank tops, and miniskirts?
Yeah, what a weird combination.
Not
Does Ross sell men's clothing?
I think they sell. I think it's a catch-all.
Is it?
Like they probably sell bowls.
I feel like my mom used to bring me to Ross.
I'm sure. Because back in the day, it's funny because I had friends whose like moms were like cooler and they were you know, and they were already shopping at like Nordstrom.
Uh-huh. No, I remember my friends who were cool would shop at like Limited 2.
Yeah.
Do you remember that store? That's
fancy.
Yes.
Well, even like Express.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mother used to take me to Sears.
Yes. Sears.
Did you?
We used to go to Sears all the time.
Because literally I'd be like, Mom, I need new school
and
clothes.
And JCPenney.
She'd be like, what do you mean? Like Sears? Like said nobody ever. It's like tires and then flowers
and Boscov's. Do you remember that place?
I didn't have a Boscov's.
Oh, maybe that was.
But like literally, I don't even think I entered into the rest of the mall and discovered those stores until I shopped with friends.
But can I tell you
like, oh, there's a gap in here?
But that's what I thought of with like Dillard's. Like it was one of those.
By the way, I don't think we have Dillard's in Maryland because I'm not that.
Okay, Dillard's here is great. They have great dresses, guys. If you need like Shabbos dresses, Dillard's is great, and they have a great kids section. Just
then don't you have to like shuffle through it?
But then am I like my mom, like taking my kid to department stores?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
but they have good clothing.
Take
I did that once with Emma, like before Pesach. I took her and she loved it. We went shopping,
well,
it was
different.
Fun.
That's cute. But now we live in a world where I can just find it online and say, do you like this? And then I press a button.
Also, I'm a little scared to go to the Beechwood Mall, but I go.
Oh, I don't step foot in there. That's where you went.
Yeah, well, that's where Dillard's
you
is.
You don't let me go to Walmart.
Walmart is the worst place in the whole world. Actually, Ellie went to Walmart the night that Pesach ended. When was that? Tuesday night? No, thank God. No, he went to get me creamer for my coffee. Isn't that nice? To get me creamer for my coffee. And I was like, Ellie, I really don't know that you should go to Walmart at 10:30 at night. He's like, I'm not scared of Walmart. I'm like, but you should be. But I'm like, but I think you should be.
I'm going to get all my homeless friends.
That's a crazy story.
We've already told it.
I know. My family couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, what?
Yeah. And just like your husband was proud of you for, wait, I forgot. What was he proud of you for?
Oh, when I was a Karen about the ice cream.
When you were Karen about the ice cream.
Yeah.
My husband was proud of you for driving a homeless woman home.
What? No. He wasn't like, that's an insanely dangerous,
like,
stupid thing
good
to do.
For you.
God damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And my family loved my Nordstrom story. They were like, you're a mitzvah
you're a
girl.
Mitzvah girl.
My family loves me.
Your family just loves you a lot.
I know. It's so nice.
Like, even today when you're done with a pair of shoes, is your mom like, can I dip those in bronze? Just have every shoe you've ever worn dipped in bronze.
Yes.
No. That was such good improv. Yes, and. All right.
I think
we covered
it. Yeah. Did we cover anything? But we're done.
It's hard to say.
We're done.
Guys, this is post-Pesach. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Because first of all, those of us who stayed and did God's work on the fort.
Who were not
were
on Pesach programs.
And when you know, you get it. And people who went up, fuck you.
Yeah, seriously. I hosted a Pesach program.
Oh, most of those.
I know.
What did you charge?
Nothing. Free. Nothing. Free. All right?
but it was a mitzvah.
Yeah, and I'm sick of everyone's pictures from wherever they went. Mexico and Curacao and Bahamas.
What's a Curacao?
I saw people on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And you know what they do, which is like even more whatever?
To
like
get the family pictures?
Well, they're posting just like one family picture, Erevyantif, but it's like so-and-so and they tag the location. So they're not saying they're on a Pesach program, but they're tagging the location of wherever it is, in Puerto Rico or Mexico, wherever it is.
Right.
And then you just know that they are. It's like, all right, we know. We get it.
What do they do?
Eat.
No, for a living.
Oh. But I was like, what do they do on these Pesach programs? All they do is eat. I don't know. Family money. I don't know.
Family money. I don't know. Family money.
None of them have podcasts. I can assure you that.
Can someone adopt us?
Please.
We really need some more family.
Yeah. It would be so lovely.
Just adopt a family. That's all.
I know.
All right. You want to say your line?
All right. And on that note.
This has been an episode of Verbal Mileage. Check us out on Instagram. And we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.